Hi, guys. Welcome back to the Baylor Lariat Sports Podcast. I'm Joe Holloway. I'm hanging out with Brian Bateman and Nick Dean. Brian, what's going on with Baylor sports this week?
Well, big day for recruiting at Baylor University. We got a huge football class, some soccer, and some track signings as well. So I guess that's where we're going to start today, is just talk about this new recruiting class for Baylor football that Bryles brought in. Joe, what were your initial impressions?
I thought it was a good class overall. Bryles said that they got everything that they wanted to get, and I'm inclined to believe him. It looks like a pretty solid class overall. Lots of big O linemen, some good wide receivers, some good athletes.
All right, definitely. Starting off the offensive line, we got some big guys who are actually coming back, or red-shirted, or people who played maybe one or two games. So it kind of surprised me when initially the reports had come out of him looking at all these offensive linemen, because, you know, we already had quite a bit, quite a number of players come back to that position all across the offensive line. But, you know, I guess he thought that we need to have a lot of depth to protect Mr. Griffin back there and get our running game going, which is going to be a huge part of our offense from coming on. But I guess what were some of the biggest names, or I guess biggest acquisitions that y'all saw from the offensive line?
I saw offensively Philippe Blake. I think he's on the offensive line, right? He is definitely a really, really big guy. I talked to his coach, and he had some great things to say about him. Just said that he's a natural when it comes to footwork, that he's ready to play. He has no doubt that he'll be able to start as soon as he gets here. So that's good that we'll have some people that are just going to be out in the field and get ready to start. And as I talked to other coaches, they said that too. So I think we have a lot of players that are coming on new to the field, but they're not going to be scared or take a long time to transition onto the field.
Right, definitely. Another one that I saw was Jeremy Roberts, who, of course, he's from South Garland, so I got to give him a little flack for that because that's my rival high school back in the day. But he played mainly defensive line in high school, but Coach Bryles really sold on him to be a guard, so that should work out pretty well for him. Now, reports out of when Bryles was speaking at in Houston, and he's also speaking in Dallas, says that he's been expecting this to be the number one receiving class in the nation, which is quite the thing to say there. Joe, what did you see about some of the big names there?
I mean, you've got guys like Glasgow Martin who's a running back.
Right, but he might play some inside receiver. So.
Yeah, another guy that they might have an inside receiver, Darius Jones, Marshall, Texas. What? who's the big 6'6 guy?
That'd be Willie Jefferson.
Willie Jefferson, right? It's going to be when you're 6'6", 210, you know, that's presence on the field, certainly.
Right, and Bryles didn't really talk too much about him at the press conference, and he's kind of laid low a little bit, or at least people haven't really talked about him, but I really think that's, if you get a 6'6 receiver that has any speed at all and has the ability to catch the ball, then if he can jump, then you've got yourself a great, great receiver there.
Who's the other guy, Gordon?
Yeah, Josh Gordon, right?
Flash.
yeah, it'll probably be his nickname. That's right.
I'm giving it to him now, Flash Gordon.
Flash Gordon. There we go.
You heard it here first.
Right. And then a former quarterback, Bryce Petty out of Midlothian. It was a big surprise. He might be pushing to get some playing time at quarterback, but we all know that may or may not work out too well. With Griffin pretty much holding that down for right now. And then moving in the backfield, along with Griffin, we'll probably see Terrence Gainaway, who actually played under Bryles for a year at Houston. He's coming in to add some bulk up there. And then we talked about Glasgow Martin, who can play multiple positions, but he's probably going to come in and add some more speed to help there. So
balance out Finley.
Definitely. Now moving on the defensive end, which kind of surprised me a little bit, that the secondary, that wasn't a huge point of concern for Coach. I'm wondering if that's just something where he's got to pick his battles, or what do you think, Joe?
I don't know. It just seemed like maybe he has plenty of confidence in the guys that we've had on the team right now, or maybe he's just looking to get it done more up front than anywhere else, but...
Right.
It's kind of thin back there.
Yeah, I think it'd be a little bit of both. We look at, you know, we saw how good some players came in, they moved to the cornerback position, were able to play pretty well there. We got Jordan Lay coming back at free safety, and then, whoever steps up at strong safety, maybe Tim Atchison, we're not sure there. But, we could have pretty solid for this year, but I guess I'm thinking more down the road might be a little problem once these guys graduate. But, yeah, definitely on the defensive line, he's definitely put in some work there trying to get those guys. We got the guy from Penn State coming back who's transferred. He'll be there on the defensive tackle. And then
he's apparently huge.
Right, exactly. He's a big guy. And then you got Chance Casey and Rico Forbes. When you talked, what did Rico Forbes coach?
Rico Forbes coach talked nothing but good things. They said he was, like, perfect for his team. They said that he was running fast, that he was big, that he had so much potential, that he's just glad that he's going to a Big 12 school. He thinks he'll do really well, and he'll fit really well into Baylor. So it'd be interesting to see how he plays.
Right. And Joe, you talked to Kelvin Palmer's coach from Adamson, which was formerly Oak Cliff High School, which is the reason why we couldn't find it the other day. And saying that he could, you know, he might need to put on a little extra weight, but he might be able to contribute.
He's traditionally a basketball player.
Right. And that's one of those best ones you have, when you do that.
We've all seen the LeBron playing for the Browns commercial.
Exactly.
There are a couple transition players, or, you know, dual players, because we've got Chance Casey, mm-hmm. who's going to be doing track as well. They think he will go on to win, like, 4A state hurdles this year. So, a lot of good talent coming in. Yeah.
Darius Jones is apparently the fastest kid alive in Marshall High School. Big track star there, too.
So, definitely had a lot of speed and a lot of things to look forward to on the recruiting end. So, I guess, you know, big picture here, we obviously can't compare it quite to the Texases and the OUs.
But we can compare it to Guy Morris.
That's
recruiting
right.
classes. Which... looks better.
Yeah, much definitely looking there, looking up. Well, that's all for the recruiting portion. Stay tuned, and I'll be back with more basketball.